Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont's first speech to the State General Assembly has been warmly welcomed from both sides of the aisle. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Lamont gave his State of the State speech shortly after being sworn in as Connecticut's 89th governor on Wednesday. State Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano, a Republican from North Haven, was impressed by the tone.
I don't think he used the word Republican and Democrat once in the speech, which speaks to his mindset. He doesn't look at this legislature's Republican, Democrat. He looks at it as we're all in this together.
House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz, a Democrat from Burling, had a similar reaction.
I think it was more encompassing than one might think, that it really included all of us, that it's the burden on us to all be a part of the solution.
House Minority Leader Themis Clarides, a Republican from Derby, was cautious about embracing some of Lamont's proposals, including raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
If you want to look at incremental increases, I think that's a reasonable thing to look at. But these huge dollar jumps, businesses can't afford it.
But that was a part of Lamont's speech State Senate President Martin Looney, a New Haven Democrat, liked the most.
I was pleased to have him make the specific commitment which he had made in his campaign to the moving the minimum wage to $15 an hour, to paid family and medical leave, because that, I think, is a strong commitment of both the Senate and House Democratic caucuses.
Lamont will outline how he intends to pay for these programs and more in his first budget proposal in February. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.